love it. Jason Aldean, CMT, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, man? That is unbelievable. Jim, thanks for dragging that out, because that's a great piece of music. Great song.
It's impactful too, because the video, you see cop cars burning. You see the store is being ransacked. You see all of the bad behavior that happened a few years ago.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Shame on you, CMT. That is absolutely horrible. That song and that video belongs in the mainstream. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
FINDLAY. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We decided to roll out with Jason Aldean. Try that in a small town. I love it.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line.
CQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS Number 64367.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two IRS whistleblowers testified today before the House Oversight Committee about the alleged meddling in the Justice Department's investigation of Hunter Biden. Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler spoke about the situation. Democrat ranking member Jamie Raskin says panel Republicans continue failing in their bid to show Biden family wrongdoing.
We can conclude that this Inspector Clouseau-style quest for something that doesn't exist has turned our committee into a theater of the absurd, an exercise in futility and embarrassment.
But committee chairman James Comer says House Republicans will keep following the money trail to show Biden family corruption.
The White House and Democrats would have Americans believe that our investigation is based on 5 years of conspiracy theories. But we have facts, and new evidence continues to be uncovered by our committee revealing the First Family's corruption.
Weather continues to dominate the headlines, with Phoenix, Arizona hitting 110 degrees for the 20th straight day today. While people in the Southwest were baking in hot temperatures, flooding hit parts of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-Atlantic. Kentucky State Police Trooper Sarah Burgess says she's been out driving around and knows it can be dangerous on the roads.
Numerous roads closed due to water over the roadway. So one of our biggest things is that we're asking that people just make sure they turn around, don't drown.
In Pennsylvania, the search continues for a 2-year-old girl and her 9-month-old brother who were swept away by a wall of water. North Korea is staying silent about the detention of an American soldier who sprinted across the Korea's heavily fortified border as members of his tour group looked on in shock. Some observers say heightened tensions between the two countries make it unlikely that he will return anytime soon. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 109 points, the NASDAQ rose 4, the S&P 500 advanced 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The roof was completely gone.
All of our memories being wiped away.
The rain is what got
20 minutes of sheer terror.
And you can feel it in your body.
I watched the fire move down the canyon.
The rumbling of the house.
My son started screaming, "We're going to die, we're going to die. In the name of Jesus, we are not going to die."
At Samaritan's Purse, we bring spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. We go into dangerous situations because in disaster, in disease, in war, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to heal the sick, feed the hungry, restore the broken. All who work and volunteer with Samaritan's Purse follow the example of Jesus. We go to serve, not to be served. And we go in Jesus' name. Join us at SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Russia.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Wynn Resorts Chairman and CEO Steve Wynn has signed a settlement agreement with the Nevada Gaming Control Board and will pay a $10 million fine, which would bring an end to a sexual harassment complaint that the board filed against him back in October of 2019. The Nevada Gaming Commission will consider the settlement at its July 27th meeting in Carson City. Under the terms of the settlement, Wynn would not admit any wrongdoing and will waive a hearing on that matter and shall remain entirely removed from any direct or indirect affiliation, financing, consultation, promotional advertising, in any form of media or licensing agreement in the Nevada gaming industry. Well, a stadium financing expert says the Oakland A's planned Las Vegas ballpark has all the markings of being a success. Bruce Hoffman, a partner at Winston & Strawn, says if the A's model their stadium plan after the Raiders and Golden Knights, they should have no problem putting fans in the seats. The A's ballpark would be built on at least 9 acres of land at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. They would rely on a mix of local fans and tourists to fill it. Well, we do have a heat advisory until Saturday. Look for a daytime high today of 110. It's 108 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at FinlayMazda.com.
Well, watch for a hit and run. That's Sunrise and Eastern. Also, crashes Charleston and Rancho. Flamingo at the Tuscany. Rancho at Bonanza. And do expect some slow flows on Interstate 515. That's northbound at Galleria Drive.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Don't forget, we are moving to Morning Drive. I'm so excited. It all begins Monday from 6 until 9. Hope you'll get up with us and be a part of the show. We'll have Bill O'Reilly and all kinds of things for you each and every day from 6 until 9. And today we've been going back and forth into the House Oversight Committee hearing where two whistleblowers, one that we have already identified, another one who is identified today, Gary Shapley. He's been in the news. He's been on Fox News and Newsmax. And Joseph Ziegler, who just identified himself, both are IRS agents and both with damning evidence against the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden, et cetera. And, of course, the DOJ, which has slow-walked this investigation for years. We will do that. One thing I promised you yesterday, because we told you that the former President Donald J. Trump is under fire, but is continuing on. He received, as you well know, because we talked about it yesterday, he received a target letter from the Department of Justice and now may be facing indictment on the January 6th deal. But it's not stopping him. He did a town hall with Sean Hannity last night. Big crowd in Iowa, where he accused the former FBI director, James Comey, of leading what amounts to a coup d'etat. This is Cut 4, Donald J. Trump with Sean Hannity last night.
Okay, so my question to you is, when you see that Hillary had top secret classified information and the conclusion of Jim Comey, no prosecutor would ever prosecute, 33,000 subpoenaed emails deleted, devices destroyed. Okay, then we have the FBI in early October of 2016 sent agents over the pond to meet with Christopher Steele. They offered him $1 million to verify any part of that dossier.
To get Trump.
Okay. They couldn't verify it. Then, in late October, even though it wasn't verified, they used that, according to Andrew McCabe, deputy FBI director, without that dirty dossier, they would never have gotten those FISA warrants approved. Now, they knew that they couldn't verify it. The Durham report confirmed none of it was true. And yet they would use that as a backdoor to spy on your campaign and your presidency.
Yep.
Is that a dual system of justice?
That's right. And the whole thing with FISA was horrible. But, you know, one thing we did that was so great, I fired Comey very early. And a lot of people said, oh, you should have done it. Well, you know, they're given a term. They're given a term very early. Not immediately early, but very early, early in a few months. And I got rid of this guy. And by doing that, it was like you threw a rock at a hornet's nest. The whole thing collapsed. You saw the love letters back and forth with the different people talking about the insurance policy. You know what the insurance policy, that was against me.
That was how to destroy
it. If she for some reason loses, darling, we have an insurance policy. The insurance policy is they'll get me out. One way or the other, they'll get me out. Because you know what? This is 30, 35 years of being put into government, and you get there. And initially, I didn't know people in Washington. I was there 17 times in my entire life. I never stayed over before this. All of a sudden, I'm president of the United States. I relate, and we had tremendous people also. Don't forget, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, rebuilt our military, took out ISIS. Took out Soleimani, took out al-Baghdadi, the two biggest terrorists in the world. I mean, what we did was incredible. Strongest border we've ever had. Everything was good. No inflation. Best economy in history. We did all of this stuff. We had tremendous people. Look, they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had tremendous people. But we also had some. You rely on others. You rely on people that you knew. You rely on other politicians to give you answers. And you find out that they are rhinos or they gave you bad advice. So we had some that weren't good. But when you think, Comey had a term. He had many years left in that term. I said, this guy's bad news. I realized it very early in the administration. I fired him. And it was wild. That's when we found out all of the corruption. Had I not fired Comey, you wouldn't know any of the things that you were talking about.
You think they would have destroyed you?
Well, they were trying to take me out. Yeah, they were trying to take me out. I mean, it was like a coup. It was like a coup. Had I not, you know, it's very interesting. Some people that are very smart, that you know very well, said when I did it, oh, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. You're going to cause. Now they say it was the greatest instinctual move they've ever seen because Comey was a very bad guy. And Comey led that group of thugs in there. And they were doing a number. It's very dishonest. It's years and years of putting in people, Democrats and rhinos and other people, but putting them into office. And we got rid of a lot of them, but we're going to get rid of a lot more,
Donald J. Trump last night in Iowa, a town hall. Marjorie Taylor Greene questioned two IRS whistleblowers. I want you to hear a little bit of her testimony and their testimony.
That Hunter Biden was paying this woman through his law firm and then writing it off as business tax exemptions. Most people write off, write off things for their taxes through their businesses like a meal or, say, office supplies. But can you confirm for me that Hunter Biden had written off payments to prostitutes through his law firm, Owosco?
I appreciate the question given by the statute. I am limited in my testimony today, and I respectfully would need to turn those records over to the House Ways and Means Committee.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ziegler. One last question. You referred to one of the assistants as West Coast Assistant. I believe this is the West Coast Assistant. Could you agree with that?
So I can tell you that there were deductions for what we believe to be escorts, and then that $10,000 golf club membership. Yes, that was not a golf club membership. That was for a sex club payment.
That was for a sex club payment. Payments such as this through from Hunter Biden to prostitutes. Also, Mr. Shapley.
Come on. Mr. Chairman, we're 1 minute and 53 seconds over. As long as Ms. Ocasio-Cortez can get equal time, she can get equal time.
I will let Ms. Green wrap up in 5 seconds, and then I'll give Mr. Mifume additional time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Shapley, you started an investigation into Hunter Biden, codenamed Sportsman, which opened in November of 2018. It was an offshoot of an investigation the IRS was conducting into a foreign-based amateur online pornography platform. This is evidence of Hunter Biden
Chairman,
making
time,
sex. Excuse me, this is my time.
Becoming,
making
okay.
Pornography.
Should we be displaying this, Mr. Chairman?
Did
the committee?
Did a lady's time has expired and went 2.5 minutes over.
Chairman,
Mr. Mifume wants the 2.5 minutes. He can have it if he wants to yield some to Ms. Ocasio-Cortez when she goes. She can have it. We'll make it right. 2.5 minutes. You
Mr.
all have
Chairman.
An extra 2.5 minutes. Chair recognizes Mr. Mifume
Chairman,
for
point of order.
Minutes.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
State your point.
My understanding is that this committee was provided the suspicious activity reports on the condition that it not publicize them, for the reason that they are not actually even allegations, much less evidence of anything. And my colleague from Georgia has now just revealed that, publicly.
That is a good point. However, that suspicious activity report has been public for years. That suspicious activity report was on the internet long before I became chairman of this committee. So that particular suspicious activity report has already been publicized.
Thank you for that clarification. She had said it was part of the thousands she reviewed, but I appreciate the clarification.
That was Dan Goldman of New York, a Democrat, along with James Comer, who's the chairman of the committee. Suffice to say, it has been a little testy at the House Oversight Committee. Big crowd, though, for it, as these two whistleblowers are testifying. We will go back into the room. They're in recess right now. They'll be resuming shortly. But Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, two IRS agents, are testifying. We're going to take a break. We'll come back when they resume, and we'll let you hear more of this testimony. It's explosive testimony involving the Biden crime family. We'll do that and more coming up. We always talk about being live and local. Well, we are live today in the House Oversight Committee. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in your United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One thing I'm glad it came up last night in the town hall, the Fox Town Hall in Iowa, and that is the issue of voter integrity. This was Donald J. Trump with Sean Hannity talking about voter integrity. It's cut number 5. And basically, I'm glad he's talking about it, but not from a perspective of, you know, elections were stolen, blah, 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 but from how do we fix what is clearly broken in the Republican Party. Let's take you now to Iowa last night and Donald J. Trump.
I'm like you. I think we should have paper ballots, same-day voting, make Election Day a national holiday, and have partisan observers in every precinct watching the voting and then watching the vote counting. And when the polls close, declare a winner, game over.
Right.
But that's not the system we have. Republicans have been reluctant and resistant towards early voting, mail-in voting, and they've also been resistant towards legal ballot harvesting, which Democrats have mastered, which is why they can hide in their basement, run hundreds of millions of dollars.